So in layman's terms, what is content weapons about?
So basically it's about how to use current communication technologies to ensure that your message gets heard.
Who do you see as the perfect reader of this book?
Honestly, someone like myself, somebody that's curious, ambitious, probably half optimist, half cynic, wrapped in a realist.
And what motivated you to write Content Weapons?
Because I continue to run across a wide variety of studies that had a common thread, but were never discussed or presented in a manner that alluded to their compilation.
Where do you get your information or ideas for this book?
All over, actually. TED Talks, voracious fan, by the way. I love the content and the intellectual delivery of those. Various blogs, websites, documentaries, whenever I run across something that appears to be clawing at my attention.
And what were the key challenges you faced when writing this book?
Time constraints. I committed to an aggressive timeline for writing it, and I always felt like I was under pressure to produce more content. That being the case, it kind of got out of hand and grew a lot larger than I originally had intended.
And what was one of the most surprising things you learned while writing this book?
Just how easy all of these seemingly advanced technologies are for the average user or organization to access and leverage. Most of the stuff in the book is free or ridiculously cheap, thanks to cloud service providers such as AWS and Azure. And there's a truckload of tutorials available on places like Udemy as well as YouTube.
What did you edit out of this book?
A lot of grammatical errors. No, but seriously, I tend to write how I talk, and in print it can get wordy and in some instances be quite going tangents a lot. This is especially true with things that I'm extremely interested in or, you know, obviously in things that piss me off. So I had to do a lot of retracting and referencing.
And why is your book different from the others?
Because there's no other single text that not only introduces all of these technologies and strategies, but the application of them, but does so in a manner that is designed to capture the attention of any message provider. So, you know, in my opinion, I thought a text of this manner was necessary.
Why is this book important?
Because of the impact of content weapons are having on us right now. You know, not that it's all bad, but the more we're aware of them and the more varied their deployment, I think it's the better for all. There's another study running around called surveillance capitalism, and I think, you know, we're all part of that. So if you know how that works and the deployment of content weapons within that, then it makes, you know, more effective defense mechanisms for us from a societal perspective.
What would you set as a success metric for this book?
Honestly, for me, I write for myself. The number one success metric I have for anything is that I actually accomplish it. So by that baseline, once this book became available for ordering, I was successful. But to your question directly, for me, this book, for this book to get referenced by someone like Eric Thomas, Gary Vee, or Jeff Bezos would be really great in that it counts as a secondary and tertiary validation for the concept of content being used as weapons for the sake of the attention economy. Oh, Mark Benioff, too. Wouldn't mind a shout-out from him. I think the things that Salesforce is doing under his leadership has been pretty amazing to watch. Mark is one of those people that seem to have their finger on the pulse of not only business, but society as well.
If you could choose three people to invite for a dinner party, who would they be and why?
Jeff Bezos, Elon Musk, Nassim Nicholas Taleb. Because from an observational perspective, meaning I don't really know them, I tend to like how they think and the breadth in which they're able to do it as well as explain it and execute. I think that's it's set the bar really high for corporate and thought leadership.
And finally, how would you summarize content weapons in a single sentence?
Content weapons are a species-level event, meaning they impact the entire species of humanity.